Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no-goodniks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Mel. Nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Fourth down, less than a yard. DeMarcus Robinson comes in motion, and Mahomes sneaks it, and somebody better guard that ankle. Looks like it's a first down on the quarterback sneak by Patrick Mahomes. Is he off the field? He is not. He might be hurt, Kendall.
Oh, no.
As he went on the quarterback sneak, he is down on his left hip, and he has taken his helmet off.
This is clearly something very bad.
So again, that's the lead story in sports. If you heard Murray's update there, Ian Rappaport saying it was really a good prognosis, as good as they could have hoped. Might even be back before Kansas City's bye, which is in 3 weeks. I do have to, you know, and again, this is Agenda Free Friday. It's brought to you and driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Bernardi for now, Bernardi for life, BernardiAutoGroup.com. You got to be careful with Rappaport. Like, he's usually on the sunny side of things, almost always. And so, I don't know. Let's see how that all plays out with Patrick Mahomes. If you're the Chiefs, aren't you careful with him?
Of course.
I mean, what kind of year were you looking at anyway with him? Even with him there, you already had two losses. And I personally had kind of written them off. Like, I didn't think they were going to be left standing here in the AFC title game. I think it was going to be somebody else. You know, that's even before he got hurt. And so now, you know, a caller brought up before how the Redskins managed Robert Griffin and ruined him, basically. You know, if you're Kansas City, don't you have to have that in the back of your mind of how you handle this guy?
Of course. Yes. And look, I think in the grand scheme of things, they'll be careful. I mean, I mentioned Andy Reid because obviously I think Reid is, you know, going to have a significant say in it. And I think Reid is a, you know, at his core, like an empathetic, logical, compassionate human being. So Reid is not going to do something stupid. In fact, it might be, you know, as a football coach, might be one of his flaws. So, now that said, I just don't think the injury is as bad as a lot of people do. When I say that, I'm talking about a dislocated kneecap in general. I think you can pop it back into place. You let the thing calm down. You put a brace on there, and I think he can play. I do. Now, is he going to run around and be the same guy?
Is he going to be the same guy?
Probably not. No. I mean, with a brace, nobody is, because you just don't have the same mobility. But can he read defenses and make throws and be pretty good? Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't bring him back before the bye, though. And so they have four more weeks and then the bye. What's the point of that? Like, you're home against the Chargers. You should be able to beat them anyway.
And I think there's two NFC teams. It's Green Bay and Minnesota, right?
So the next two are tough. It's Green Bay and Minnesota, but you're not getting back for either one of those anyway. If you can split those games, you go to Tennessee, maybe you steal a win there because they suck. Then you're at home against the Chargers. You win that one. You're 8-3.
Go 2-2.
Right. I think you get a shot at 3-1 if you can steal one against Green Bay and Minnesota.
Yep.
You steal one. You come out of there. You're 8-3 coming out of the bye. You get Mahomes back. Maybe you have a shot at the second bye. Right? Like, maybe you still have a shot at that. You're going to have to come here for the AFC title game. But, hell, you never know. Something bad happens to the Patriots. Maybe you get sneak in.
I'm just talking, I don't know about, that's not what we're, this is not the era we're in. The bad things happen to everybody else.
Well, so I'm just saying, if you're Kansas City, I don't wipe out the whole year because of it, because I don't think you're dead yet. I felt differently than you did yesterday. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like you said, is Kansas City dead? And I said, no.
Maz, you saying you want him back for that Chargers game on the 18th? Is that?
No. I said that's okay. The one I would hold him out for.
Yeah, you definitely do, because you know why? That game's in Mexico City.
Okay, all right. So
I don't want him playing on that field.
No.
Yeah, no. So, to me, you don't rush him back for that.
Because
the next week is the bye, right?
Yeah, you got to err on the side of caution regardless. You have to think longer term, big picture with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the kid's got a bright future. He's the reigning MVP. And I don't know. I don't think that they're looking at it as a lost season like you kind of were, Mike. Like, they still had high expectations. But now that this happened, like, you've got to keep the RG3 thing in mind here.
Think long term.
You can't ruin this kid.
That's got to be your guy for the next 15 years.
I mean, the bye thing should be easy.
Easy.
Right? Because you get 3 weeks off and then play, or take one other week off and get five off and play.
Like, come on.
So to me, that's a no-brainer. They should not play him in that Chargers
game. This is also another thing, like how the league should influence what's going on with the coaching with the Cleveland Browns to get Freddie Kitchens out of there. Like, someone should say something to the Hunts, Andy Reid, someone, and say, listen, we can't lose this kid. You know, you can't lose him. We can't lose him. We need him going forward. So don't rush him back.
This is sort of another thing of this Patriots era, especially recently, it feels like, last 10 years anyway. How they avoid great players and great quarterbacks, and they always seem to get hurt when they're coming up on your schedule.
It's unbelievable.
I can't give you a scientific sample on that, but it feels like, God, it happens a lot to you.
Mike, the only team, correct me if I'm wrong, the only team that has played a starter against them this year for 60 minutes was Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and he was...
Who was the last game against?
The elbow was about to blow.
The Giants.
So Daniel Jones played that whole game.
He did.
Yeah.
Who wasn't the starter on day one.
But he wasn't the starter at the beginning of the year.
So this is why I'm saying to you, familiarize yourself with these names. And I got one wrong before. You guys know who David Fales is?
No clue.
Have you ever
heard heard that name.
Have you ever heard of David Fales?
I have heard that name.
No.
I've never heard of the name, and I'm just telling you, when I go to the NewYorkJets.com and click on depth chart, he is the backup quarterback to Sam Darnold. Something named David Fales. I said Trevor Siemian before. He's done for the year, right? And they cut the guy you went against. So this is how bad the quarterback is you faced the last time you played the Jets. Nick Falk, is it Falk?
Falk.
He can't even beat out something named David Fales, whoever the hell that is.
And that's F-A-L-E-S, not A-I-L-S.
Well,
yeah. Well, it's both.
So get used to, so familiar, because this is the way it goes for you now. Sam Darnold makes us an even game. That means he'll get hurt and we'll see something named David Fales. Then you have the Cleveland Browns. And again, I'll ask you again, Garrett Gilbert, anybody?
Never heard of him.
I hadn't heard him.
It's a backup there.
Gilbert Godfrey?
Never heard of Garrett Gilbert. That's the backup in Cleveland. Then it's Baltimore next, the aforementioned Robert Griffin. Okay, get ready for him. And then Philadelphia, if you want to play it out, you have heard of this guy, Josh McCown.
I actually think he's a half-decent backup.
Get ready for him. This is the trend line. You're going to be seeing these guys. And who knows, maybe it'll still be Matt Moore by the time they roll around. That's in 2 months. He's supposed to be back by then. But the way things are going, I'd get ready for Matt Moore.
Who's Dallas's backup when they play the Cowboys? That's gonna be some crap bum.
Oh, please.
The Cowboys always have some crap bum backup quarterback. They never have a good backup, except for the year that Prescott was there. Like, you know, we all know how that
went. Cooper Rush.
See? Told you.
Cooper Rush. Of Central Michigan.
Cooper Rush. Get ready for these guys. It's coming.
It is unbelievable, really, that you can't even find backup quarterbacks.
Even that last time they played them in 15, when they were there, they missed out on Romo because he was hurt.
I don't know. The last time the Packers came here before this time, you got Matt Flynn and not Aaron Rodgers. Like, it just seems to happen. I don't know. I feel like it's just part of this run. It's just.
I mean, Darnold is different because of, you know, it wasn't a football injury, right? But don't you think some of it is that other teams are stupid and they don't know how to protect their quarterbacks?
Yes.
Like, I do wonder about that.
Yes.
You know, Belichick is sort of, he gets it. Brady gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Half the other teams in the league, I look at them and say, God, you guys are so dumb.
Okay, back to your phones. As promised, Alec in the car on the officiating and the sky judge. Go ahead, Alec.
Hi, guys. I want to, you know, welcome you all to the 21st century where automation and AI is really trying to disrupt every industry. And the way it's coming to the NFL is, honestly, by having a sky judge. And at the end of the day, what fans really care about is the disruption in play. And if you have an actual official looking at different angles on TV, able to see everything that we're seeing, which is what we're really complaining about, and relay down to the actual officials on the field so that they don't have to be scrambling, talking about all these calls during the actual game and get the thing going a lot quicker. That's what we want at the end of the day, which is what I think.
Alec,
I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, you sound like, and don't take this pretty, but you sound like an automated computer, doesn't he?
A little bit. Yeah,
he's half machine, half man.
He does. He sounds half machine, half man.
Perfect. He probably Skyped us.
It's not going to make it better, Alec. Just take my word for it. None of these quote-unquote advancements have made it better. It hasn't made it better. Not one thing. It keeps getting worse. If something happens on the field, they get the call wrong, so we bring a point of emphasis in, and that makes it worse. Or you expand replay. That makes it worse. Or you put another set of eyes on it or some sort of another camera angle to it. It doesn't make it better. It keeps getting worse. You tell me. Am I wrong to say it keeps getting worse in all these sports?
No. So my only question is that about the league or is that about the fans? In other words, does the league just go through the motions and say, yeah, we'll do this. We all know people are still going to bitch, though. But they make fans think that they're at least trying to address it.
I guess. I don't know.
I just think people are always going to have a hard time with bad calls. So, which is why you say, well, then get rid of the replay. And I have a hard time arguing against that. I have always been okay living with a bad call.
Me too. There used to be a time, folks, when it was part of the game. Quote-unquote, part of the game.
Unless it's made against me.
I saw a clip the other day where a guy in the minor leagues, they went to a robot ump, and he got rung up by the robot ump and argued the ball and strike with the robot, and he got thrown out of the game by the robot.
Yeah, that happened to Frank Viola. He was a manager in the independent league where they started putting in that regulated strike zone. He started bitching about it, and they said, you got to go talk to the computer. And they heaved his ass out.
You can't argue balls and strikes, even with Carmine. Jay and Marbo on John Elway. Yes, Jay.
Yeah, so I want to mention that Joe Gibbs, Bill Parcells, and Mike Shanahan, those guys won 7 Super Bowls as head coaches combined in the 80s and 90s. But during the 20 years of stink that the Patriots have faced, those guys all coached during the Patriots era. How come they didn't win anything? It was so easy. If they'd all win 10 Super Bowls, how come they didn't win anything?
Past their prime. Past their prime and just couldn't get it back. But in the era that we were talking about, those were all legit teams. I didn't mention Shanahan with those other guys, by the way. I didn't put him on my list. He wasn't in that.
Yeah, but
he sort of came late. I mean, no, he won his titles in the late 90s. So this was sort of after that whole thing had run its course.
Look at Ditka. I mean, look at, although he coached in the late 90s, but
I didn't put Ditka on my list. I didn't mention Ditka.
But Bill Walsh, do you think he would have won 10 Super Bowls?
He might have.
Bill Walsh could coach.
Bill Walsh going against this field as opposed to the gauntlet he had. Now, his division was easy, but like yours, but then you get out of the division. Who's waiting for him? Gibbs and the Redskins or Parcells and the Giants. That 80s Bears team was formidable. I wouldn't put Ditka on any list, but that mid-80s Giants team was there. So he always, once they got out of their division, it's not like he had tomato cans. No. They had to go through the iron. And if Bill Walsh had the benefit of your schedule and your road and your conference in these 20 years, how many would he have won? He never would have quit. I wouldn't have quit.
Don't you think most of it, though, has come in the last 10 years?
I feel like the last 10, it's gotten even worse for sure.
Absolutely. Because the first 10, you mentioned this, there was Manning. I mean, that Patriots-Colts game every year was huge.
Who you all think is some choking dog and is half the quarterback Brady is. So you all got to change your tune if you want me to take the asterisk off this run. You got to start telling me.
There is no asterisk on this run, and we don't have to change anything. And you're also forgetting the Titans and McNair, who won an MVP. So just, like, let's keep overlooking some of the other formidable opponents
Titans.
Of the... Yeah. Yeah, they were, Mike. Yeah, they did. They got to a Super Bowl. They almost won one in 2000.
Okay, but Murray, you'll acknowledge, though, that was in the early half of this.
Yeah, no, it's gotten worse in the last 10 years. Yeah, that part I'll agree with.
I mean, the last 10 years have been a joke. Particularly the last 5.
Look, I think there's been plenty of good players and good quarterbacks. There hasn't been a single coach, executive, program, team that you'll look back and say they had anything going on, really. And now you're trying to piece it together because you hate the way this feels. So now all of a sudden the Titans and Jeff Fisher. You know how much crap I've heard about Jeff Fisher from you people? And you're right. You're right. He was a fraud. He was not a great coach. He hung on to that job forever. How? That's what you always say to me. And you're right. You're right. But now to make yourself feel better, Jeff Fisher and Steve McNair or opponent?
Just take your L on the thing with Elway. That's all.
I've taken it.
No, you're really not. You're just trying to, like, defend here. It's like you're cornered. Say, no, stay away. No, I got something else
here. I'm not defending it all. I'll take it all day long. I was wrong about Elway.
Deny, accuse.
Yeah, that's what you are.
That's closer to it.
Yeah.
That's closer to it.
Deny, accuse.
Except I'm accepting, accusing. In other words, you're right about Elway. I was dead wrong.
Mybadtakeincontext.com.
So who's been good? It's all right. At least you're the tallest little person, and you're not just another little person.
Admit, deflect.
But it's okay. The asterisk, I mean, they're not going to take the titles away. You have the little asterisk next to them. You beat up. It was just this crazy confluence, this coincidence that you rose to power when your conference, just like this crazy fluke of history, went through one incompetent bozo after the next, like the entire conference.
Like the 60s Packers. So, okay, we can put an asterisk on the Patriots for this, and we'll put one on your Packers for the 60s. Well, or even.
I'd have to go back and look at it.
I don't know, or even.
But
yep, Jimmy, go to break.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
My understanding is that the MRI has happened and happened earlier this morning, obviously with someone as important as Patrick Mahomes. You want to get it done as soon as you possibly can. And sources have told me and James Palmer as well that the MRI confirmed that Patrick Mahomes did in fact have a dislocated kneecap, but there was not much additional damage, not significant additional damage to Patrick Mahomes. The plan as of late last night was for him to miss at least 3 weeks. I'm told nothing has changed in that plan. So the expectation is the Chiefs do get their MVP, the reigning MVP, and another MVP candidate back at some point relatively soon this season. He is going to seek additional opinions, but at the very least, the early returns are extremely good for Kansas City.
Again, there's a Rappaport report on Mahomes. We'll see about that. We'll see. We continue with your thoughts. Here's Eric in Plymouth on the Patriots receiving situation. Yes, Eric, thanks for hanging on.
Thanks, guys. Real quick, though, I wanted to say big UFC event in Boston tonight. Everyone should watch for Manny Bermudez, the Bermudez Triangle. He's a local fighter out of the gym in Norwell, Social Sports Fighting. He's the main event for the prelims. He's a really talented fighter. It's going to be a really entertaining fight. So everyone should tune in and cheer him on.
Okay. Is that all you got?
Yeah, so just on the Patriots, I agree with you guys. I mean, getting rid of Thomas, I mean, it was obviously a mistake. The Patriots could use his depth and his kind of veteran presence. And we know that Brady's kind of an ageist, it seems like, when he's kind of picking guys to throw the ball to. That being said, after the last game against the Giants, I feel pretty good about what we have. I thought Myers looked really good. I thought Izzo even looked like he can do modest contributions to our passing game. So while it would be good to have Thomas, I feel like when, you know, the playoffs roll around, when it's crunch time, hopefully Edelman's not as banged up, hopefully Gordon's not limping around. With Dorsett and Myers as your 3 and 4, and then Izzo maybe catching some balls.
Yeah, hey Eric, do me a favor. Tell Brady that, because I agree with you. If Brady's willing to work with those guys, given the defense they have, it should be enough. I agree with you.
So what I think they're going to miss about Thomas is his size. Like, that's what I worry about, because I think he was going to be a weapon for them, or an option. How about an option? Okay, a weapon's too strong. But an option for them in the red zone. I mean, I want to see him work with Myers, too, but I don't think Myers is that, you know, thick. And who else did he mention? Oh, Dorsett's small.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, Gordon's out. So, you know, you need somebody who can catch a ball in the red zone.
Dakota in Braintree on the officiating issue. Yes, Dakota.
So before I get to the NFL side, did the NHL fix the situation with that puck off the net that it caused the Bruins to lose that game with that goal?
I would hope so, but I don't know if they have, Dakota. I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, I would check on that. I mean, because that was egregious as anything else, the biggest fake goal, and that resulted definitely in a loss. So, as for the NFL officiating, and I think last year I mentioned this, which doesn't make any sense, because with all these states now legalizing gambling, it matters now to the people in losses that you can complain to the attorney generals on calls, and I'm talking non-judgment calls, that everybody could see, whether it's a judge or a jury, to see that an officiating caused massive losses, and it opens themselves up. So what I don't understand is, how does the NFL have replays on judgment calls, which are gray area, but on stuff like hands to the face, which is a non-judgment call, you either put your hand on the guy's face or not, that's not reviewable. They're going to have to review everything, because I'm telling you, if it's not this year, it'll be in the next couple of years. There'll be some judge that opens a class action when there's enough people that there's money involved. It's going to happen.
I keep hearing that. You think there's any grounds for that? Like, someone could really do that? Is that real? I mean, because, again, people brought that up when gambling's legal, and, you know, now the attorney general is going to have to look at whether this stuff's on the level because the state's sanctioning it. Do you think it really is going to come to that? Someone's going to sue the state because their bet lost because they thought the game was fixed?
I wouldn't rule it out.
I mean,
I'm telling you, I think it's, again, people sue for lots of stupid things, Mike.
You're right.
So from that standpoint, could it happen? Yes. I you know, and again, I'm no lawyer. I'd like to think that when you place the bet, you acknowledge that a flaw in officiating may be a hazard to the outcome or
right.
something like
so,
that.
Thank you. Is there a simple disclaimer they can put on the ticket?
That's what I wonder about. Sure.
I also have an answer to what he asked about the NHL. So that was that goal against the Blue Jackets that came
right.
up.
Yeah, that came off the net.
So they did change this. According to the NHL, the change allows challenges of plays that may involve pucks that hit the spectator netting, pucks that are high stick to a teammate in the offensive zone, pucks that have gone out of play but are subsequently touched in the offensive zone, and hand passes that proceed without a play stop.
And that, right, was, the that was the other one. Yeah. Right, yes. That was the other one.
That's right. The Timo Meyer? Whatever. Yeah, that was. But again, it ain't going to make it better. I mean, so they'll correct that, the puck that goes out of play and bounces back in. There'll be something else. And you'll say, well, how can you review the puck out of play but not review this? And you'll lose your minds, and it won't. None of it makes it better. It keeps getting worse. They keep adding things they can look at, and it keeps getting worse. That's all I know. And I like to, you know, if someone thinks otherwise, let me know. I mean, does anyone think it's better? Do we talk less about the refs or more about the refs?
More.
Are there more blown calls or less? Is there more controversy or less? It feels like it gets worse by the day. Mike in the truck. Yes, Mike, on the Chiefs.
Yeah, a couple things. Maz and Murray, I think it's time to admit that Mike was right about the Chiefs, although he might have got an assist with this injury, but he's right. They're done. And the Pats are going to be the second Boston team in a year to have an easy road to the championship, but unlike the Bruins, they won't blow it.
yeah, well, they're better than the Bruins, turns out.
I'm not admitting anything. I don't think the Chiefs are out. I mean, yeah, why would I change after they won? Because Mahomes is out for a few weeks? So I never said that, again, now the Chiefs catching the Patriots, I don't think that's going to happen. But the idea that they're somehow dead and done? No. No way.
Could have been last night, though. And that's one of the things that makes it striking. He goes out. It's 13-6, especially if you're Denver. Again, Denver. And just on paper, they're in it. At that moment, it's wide open. The Broncos are 2-4. The Chiefs are 4-2. The Broncos are down 7 points when Mahomes goes out. You have a whole half and a half a quarter ahead of you. If you just manage to beat the bum backup quarterback and the horrible defense, you're 3-4. You're a game out of first place with the tiebreaker. And it's all there for you, and it's wide open. It's wide open. And the first play or second play, strip sack from that bozo Joe Flacco, scoop and score, ball game.
Oh, really? I don't know that I have seen a veteran quarterback, particularly one who has won a Super Bowl, play as badly as I saw Flacco play last night. That was inept.
How do you play that long and still have no pocket presence? How do you play that long and have no sense of the rush?
He looked to me like he didn't care.
Yeah, you just show up and collect a paycheck. Yeah, that's what kind of performance
you know,
that was.
I agree with Murray on this. I sort of wonder if they get to 0-4 and Flacco said, We're done. We don't have the horses. They're going to trade Emmanuel Sanders. Kansas City's in here. We're not winning this
game.
You're
the freaking quarterback, man.
I agree. Like, I'm not telling you I'm justifying it.
He was a Super Bowl MVP.
I think it's unconscionable for a quarterback to act the way he acted last night. He was sleepwalking in that game. He did not
Are you sure he just isn't that bad?
He didn't want to.
He's always been in slow motion.
Okay, but Mike, the only way you can suck that bad is to not care.
I don't know about that.
He looked to me like he did not care, or maybe he's reached the point where he thinks his line is so bad that, you know, what's the point? I go back, I'm getting killed. And so, but he looked like last night like he quit.
Okay, here's Murray's update, and we're back with more.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Darnold, play action, drops the throw, steps up, floats a bomb up the right seam, looking for Anderson. He's got it at the 50, at the 40. They're not going to catch him. He's going to go the distance. 10, 5.
There's a Sam Darnold highlight from last week. Maz is all in on the Jets to the point. Get this. A debate this week about the meaning of contend. Really got hung up on the word.
In fact, I'd say we got contentious about it.
I think Maz is still confused on the word.
Oh, I'm not confused about anything. Speak for yourself. Could you be a little more insulting?
Because, well, how could you say that the Celts won't contend for the Eastern Conference Championship?
No, I really mean the title more than anything.
So then you agree they could contend, they should contend for the East.
Yeah, sure.
They should contend.
Even I'll give you that. They should contend for the East.
Contend for the East.
Yeah, but they're going to lose.
Okay, well, that's different than saying they should contend for the East.
I guess. Yes, I guess that's right. Yes, so, no, I'm not, I'll acknowledge that.
I don't mean to be demeaning, but
I will acknowledge it.
When you say, and this is what brings it all together, that
I know what I said.
The Jets will contend for the playoffs. You believe the Jets are going to contend for a playoff berth.
Doesn't mean they're going to get in.
Right.
Correct.
So if you
from that standpoint, that would be consistent. Yes.
So now, okay. Thank you. You understand where I'm coming from.
Yes. Because Jets, but I acknowledge the Jets are also probably going to lose, just like the Celtics.
Okay, but then I asked you, and I'll ask you again. Who's closer, the Jets to the playoffs, or the Celtics to the NBA Finals?
I'd say Jets, but you could convince me it's the same.
So I feel like there's been movement here in the last hour or so.
Yeah, because I looked up some of the odds, and the odds are basically the same.
They are. So I'm stunned by that. I'm stunned the odds are the same. And I think the Jets' odds are, they're both about plus 550, plus 600, plus 700, like in this range.
So I was right.
Well, no, well, you're right that Vegas agrees with you. Okay, insofar as that. Vegas agrees with you. I disagree with you and Vegas. The Jets at 1-5, to me, have no chance. None. None. They basically have to go 9-1 the rest of the way or something like that. Or, 9-1, 10-2 the rest of the way.
They could finish 7-3.
They could finish 9-7, but they still need a lot of help.
Yeah, like, so, but to go 9-7, Murray, I'm sorry. They have to go, 8-2 the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Felger and Maz Math. They have to go 8-2 the rest of the way.
Yeah. Go ahead. I said they'd be in the race, is what I meant. But go ahead.
I'm here to tell you, the Celtics are going to be in the East Finals, and they're going to push that team. And for all intents and that's at least. So I know Stu demands this, and I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, because I'm going to place a little wager here coming up. once I get the numbers to benefit Christmas in the city, I'm going to take the Celtics to come out of the East. But I'm telling you, at least they're going to push in the Eastern Conference Finals. And they will contend, capital C, to go to the Finals. And they may still be a million miles away from winning it. If they go up against the Clippers or the Lakers or whatever team in the West emerges, they'll be heavy underdogs, and they should be. But to get out of the East, they're being underrated. Just looking it up, someone sent me, to get out of the East, the Bucks are plus 120, the Sixers are plus 160, you're plus 600. And that gap between Philly and you is ridiculous.
It's right.
I like you over Philly. In fact, if you played Philly in a 7-game series, I'd pick you.
I wouldn't.
So I think there's tremendous value with that Celtics number.
And it's a pretty good bet. Plus 600?
It's a good bet.
It's a stupid bet. You'll lose.
If the Sixers are plus 160, in case you don't know, I do not believe in the Sixers at all. And Horford is the only thing that would get me to budge on that is that Horford really, you know, teaches them how to play the freaking game. Because I don't think the coach has a clue. I think the guy that runs the offense can't shoot, which usually catches up to him.
They lost perimeter shooting. That's going to be one of their big things.
And they lost their heart and balls in Jimmy Butler.
They'll get a shooter.
Well, so then get back to me when they do. But to me, so anyway, this is, I'll bring it back. Who's closer, Maz? And you just said it's pretty even. The Jets to making the playoffs or the Celtics to making the finals?
Jets. I'm sorry, was that not clear enough? Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. The final playoff spot in the AFC is going to be something around 8-8. Something around there. Right now, I think it's Oakland at 3-2. Indy's right there, too. But it's going to be somewhere around 8-8. That's what it's going to be. It might be 9-7.
I think those teams have a much better chance. Who's the first wild card right now?
I think it's Oakland. I mean, all I can give you is the order there. I have New England, Buffalo, KC.
No. Buffalo's the first wild card. Buffalo's the first wild card at 4-1, and then Indy's second at 3-2, or the Raiders are second at 3-2.
Correct.
Those two teams are tied at 3-2.
I just listed all the teams in the conference by winning percentage of Buffalo second.
No, you're right. So the Jets are going to be trying to catch Indy, some combination of Indy, Houston, Oakland, those teams.
Correct.
All right now who are 3-2 and 4-2. And they're and the Jets are going to be 1-5 after this weekend.
Yeah, correct. Right now your wild card round is Raiders, Texans, Bills, Ravens.
No, they're porked. They're porked.
They're not porked.
The Jets have no chance.
They're not out of it yet. I'm not telling you they're going to win it. But after this week, they get Jacksonville, then Miami, then the Giants, then Washington, then Oakland.
Maz.
Winnable games. All five. Winnable. All five winnable.
Do you know where they are? Like, so I'm looking at NFL.com/playoffs. So in the hunt, Bengals 0-6, Dolphins 0-5. Next up,
Jets
1-4.
Okay,
above them, the Broncos, the Titans, the Chargers, the Steelers. We've actually played better than the Jets. And I know. Look, I like Sam Darnold too, but come on, like you got to get off this.
I couldn't give a rat's ass what NFL.com is saying on its website. Ooh. Do you think the Jets are as bad as the Bengals or the Dolphins? No. No.
Not as bad as the Dolphins.
Oh, you're being disingenuous now. They're not as bad as the Bengals either.
So let me just take this moment to say that I've been sneaky good on the NBA, and you don't want to admit it. If you want to go back and blur me for John Elway, I've been sneaky good about, you know, I was the guy that said over a year ago on this Kyrie Irving trade, maybe we should wait to see how it plays out and who was right about that. I was the one who told you years ago, when the Lakers are in the lottery year after year and you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, that the Lakers would get there before you. And what's it looking like right now? I've been ahead of the curve on this stuff more than you want to give me credit for.
Didn't you believe Kyrie Irving when he said in front of the season ticket holders that he was staying?
I missed that one.
He did.
Okay. Jimmy, when did Red Felger start hosting the show?
Telling you, my instincts on this haven't been too shabby.
And by the way, there was a time where the Lakers couldn't get an interview with Kevin Durant.
So what? That wasn't what I told you. I told you they'd win it before you.
Yeah, but they still haven't won it before me.
Hasn't. How's it looking? I mean, what I said would happen has happened.
I mean, LeBron has injuries. Anthony Davis is an injury. They haven't won jack.
I'll take
the Clippers right now.
All I told you is, would you take the Lakers or the Celtics this year?
I'll take the Celtics going further than the Lakers.
Are you on crack?
Come on, Jimmy.
Lakers.
Oh, I know what this is about. He doesn't know where he's sitting yet in the new garden. They've changed the whole seating
situation.
Those seats
are a little, they're messed up a little bit. You got to figure out the seating chart first.
That's right, because you got long legs.
I'm 6'4", 280. I'm a big fella.
And I told you that the best players in the league would go to L.A. no matter what a big of a dumpster fire that it was, and they would be there before you, and I'm going to be right about that. So now I'm telling you that people are underestimating the Celtics, and they're way overrating, but even more than that. Never mind underrating the Celtics. The Celtics might be properly rated. They're way overrating the Sixers and are putting way too much stock in the Bucks, who lost their second best player, and their superstar is flawed. And that's all I'm telling you. And I'll say it again.
I want to hear this bet that you're placing with Lifshatz, because I want to make sure.
We'll bring you on the handicappers. We'll get the firm numbers, and we'll put our money where our mouth is on this one.
No, you will.
I will. Well, we is the editorial we. I will put my money where my mouth is.
I like it how when there's money on the line for us to lose, it's me.
It's we. I want to spread the damage there.
The rest of the time, it's my show.
It'll be my winnings, but we'll place the bet. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
There are different kinds of questions, Steve. I think that last year's questions were more based on, you know, how was it going to gel? Like, there was not a question of how much talent we had. This year, the question is, you know, are we good enough? And, you know, can players step up and take advantage of the opportunities that they're given to become more elite?
Are we good enough? It's fair. He's leaving something out. Not that I expect him to go there. Danny Ainge, last week at training camp. The field. LeBron ain't here. And I know we said that last year. LeBron ain't here. But everyone underestimated what Kawhi Leonard was capable of, right? We all overlooked that. Now he's gone, too. So who's left?
The freak.
Who can't shoot.
He's still better than anybody else in the conference.
Yeah. I'm down. I mean, he's if he gets better and develops an outside game, then, okay, then he's on to something. Then forget about it. Right? You won't be able to stop him. But I think he's kind of stoppable.
Yeah, how are they going to stop him now?
Build a wall, as I said.
It's the Trump defense.
Build a wall, send him to the line. Build a wall, send him to the line.
And they'll get Brooklyn to pay for it.
You use all your fouls. Use all your fouls. And again, the Bucks lost their second best player in Brogdon, et cetera, et cetera. The Bucks are a flawed team. They are a flawed number one seed.
So are the Celtics.
Sure. Sure they are. But one shouldn't be plus 120 and the other plus 600. They're closer than that. They're closer than that, and there's value in that gap.
Mike, they couldn't stop the Freak last year.
Last year, they were a dumpster fire.
Okay, but they don't have anybody inside that can stop him. He is going to step on Kemba Walker's face and then dunk over and over and over again. It's going to be like he's going to step on Kemba Walker and push him right back into the ground. Like he's stepping on lawn stakes out there, for crying out loud. He is going to just squash him like a little bug.
That wall wasn't good enough.
People are overrated. And this is going to sound silly. Giannis is overrated. He just is. He's overrated.
Okay, if you say so.
I mean, as a basketball player, he is. His handle sucks. When, you know, like every other guy like this, every other MVP candidate, at the end of a big game, you're going to give him the ball and clear out. You can't do that with Giannis. He doesn't do that. And when they try, it's a disaster. He loses it. He doesn't have a good handle. And he doesn't, and by the end, he wasn't trusting himself even to go to the line and go to the free throw line. So he's not that guy. People don't. I don't mean to watch him enough or realize he's not that guy.
Yeah, he's still the best player in the conference.
In the regular season, in the playoffs, and it's a half-court game, it's a different game, it catches up with him. That's all I'm telling you. And you'll see. You'll see. It'll catch up with him. Believe me, I wish I was wrong. I had nothing more than the Bucks to go and for him to be that guy. He's just not. I would tell you if he was.
I think people are overrating the Celtics. Kemba Walker's a good player. He lost to France or whoever the hell it was in the World Basketball Tournament, whatever that stupid-ass international basketball tournament
and the
was.
Backup point guard for the Knicks pantsed him in that game.
You know, I have my doubts.
How do you like the Celtics, too?
A lot.
Again,
he didn't get his ticket renewal yet.
Figure out the seating chart first. Dave in Cambridge, your thoughts. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, you kind of stole my thunder a little bit, but I did want to point out that 2 years ago, your preseason, it was after Hayward went down, but I still kind of preseason prediction was spot on, which was that they were still going to go to the NBA Finals. You missed by, you know, about three. Missed three-pointers and, you know, a few minutes. But and then the following year, you were like, you were
watch
the first
out.
One on the whole dysfunction thing
yes.
with the kids
Thank
and Kyrie.
You.
So I will say you were 2-for-2.
Thank you.
We'll see if maybe this is a regression to the mean on those predictions. But
Dave, you're going to spend the whole call stroking them?
Oh, just go ahead, Dave. Don't listen.
No, but I'll tell you, though, I'm with the other guys, though. I think they're not as good as people think they are. But I like you, am a slave to the scoreboard. So I figure, in all fairness, we can point that out.
It is. We'll see. This is the beauty of it. It will all be settled. And there'll be no gray area. It'll all come out in the wash. That's
right.
That's the best part about sports.
Tremendous.
There's a thing up in the corner. They call it the scoreboard.
Yes.
And then when it's over, it's over. The argument's over.
There's always a million variables along the way. So, you know, if someone major gets hurt, if the Freak goes down, you don't win. I'm sorry. There are things that completely change the landscape. So I just want to get that out there because you have a tendency.
Like
you
someone's hedging.
Oh, no, I'm not hedging crap. You have a tendency to manipulate the facts.
See, the scoreboard's not manipulable. Here's Chris in the car. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Do you guys have a course in tonight's ALCS? I know Maz wants the Yankees just to, you know, throw his junk on the table. But do you guys have any? I want Houston. I want to see. I would love to see Strasburg versus Berlin if that might not happen in the first game. What do you guys think?
Okay. Astros, Yankees, Maz, your thought. You want to throw your pinstripe schmends around the table?
Sure. Why not? I would love the Yankees in there. I mean, Yankees Nationals to me is one that I can dig into because I like the national story and the Yankees from here infinitely more interesting than the Astros are. However,
the Astros are better.
They are better. They are. And I'll tell you.
You forget what a wagon they are.
They're loaded.
I mean, seriously.
They're loaded. And again, they have, you know, 300 win seasons in a row. They won 2 years ago. They get to the LCS last year and lost to a historic team. Now they're back there again, about to wrap it up and go to the World Series. So they're loaded. And honestly, I think from a matchup standpoint, it's, you know, it's a hard thing to lose at this point. You're going to get a good matchup. Because Verlander and Scherzer, former teammates, both great pitchers, that's a good one. You want to say Gerrit Cole and Strasburg, that's a good one. Like, I like the pitching matchups in that series. I'll take it. I just find the Yankees for TV and, you know.
There's more buzz.
Yeah, the Yankees are a sexier product.
Houston.
Because everything that comes with that uniform, and I know Red Sox fans hate it, but it's more compelling if the Yankees are in it. It just is.
Agreed. But I think they've run up against a superior opponent.
They're dead. Please, it's over.
Houston's good.
They're going to get squashed, probably tonight.
Martin on the Cape with the Patriots thought. Yes, Martin.
Felger, one of the recent big breaks the Pats have benefited from was the blown PI call on the Saints in the NFC Championship game last year. That Super Bowl was supposed to feature Breeze versus Brady, the two best quarterbacks letting it all hang out. Instead, they get to maul Jared Goff. So they've definitely been a cut above the rest, but also have lived in truly gifted times. And yes, Denver sucks. Blech.
So I don't think that their break came in the Super Bowl, because if I go back to, again, my analogy in the 80s, you know, once they got to the Super Bowl, those Giants and Redskins team, they ran into some lambs. You know, those Broncos and Bills teams and those guys.
A lot of blowouts.
They weren't ready, and there were a lot of blowouts. But to get there, oh, man, to get there, to come out of the NFC East in that era, and, you know, even if you're the Niners, with a bad division at the NFC West, well, after they got out of that, they still had to go through Gibbs or Parcells or Landry or some of those great teams. So that's where the competition was in that era. It was in the conference. When they got to the Super Bowl, remember how bad the Super Bowls used to be?
Oh, God, they were horrid.
But the conference play was unbelievable.
And what those teams had against one another effectively was an arms race. I mean, they would make moves to counteract one another. How many times did Dion go back and forth, for crying out loud? There was all that stuff. It was, no, we got to get this guy because we have to beat San Francisco, or we have to beat
well, that's even
the Giants.
That's stretching it into the
90s.
First half of the 90s, but it was. I mean, the Niners were still on their run, and the Cowboys had reloaded with a whole different team. So if you want to even extend that, it extended. And it's just, there's just no comp to it in modern times. It's just the whole league has fallen off, and you've taken advantage of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's just, again, when we were kids, the teams, the consistent winning programs, tough teams, Redskins, Raiders, Giants, Niners, Dolphins, Shula, Landry, Gibbs, Parcells, Walsh, just that was it for 10, 15 years. And now it's like, and what all drove it home is my guy, John Elway, is just another bozo, another flash in the pan, has no clue. And it's like, you think about this Patriots run, it's like, well, who's been their competition in the conference? What is it? It's like, you just realize how down the league is when you talk about the era before it. And so
I'll tell you, in the last 10 years, if you really start to think about it, if it weren't for Tom Coughlin and John Harbaugh, the Patriots would have 10 Super Bowls. Like, really, because Baltimore picked them off a couple of times.
I mean, I sort of wonder if Bill Walsh of Montana got to play in the modern-day AFC East and the modern-day AFC, what the hell would they have done? Or if Parcells got to play in the modern AFC East versus the old NFC East? That's just my way of fighting back on the John Elway
stuff. Oh, listen, I get it. I mean, you know, the division's a joke.
The conference is a joke.
What's the most number of games any team in the division has won? Is it 11? Since Belichick and Brady have been together? Other than the Patriots.
Meaning like the one like Miami the Jets, year in 08?
Yeah, right. I think it's 11, right? Do the Jets ever win more than 11 with Sexy Rexy?
I think they went 11-5 that second year, 2010. My guess. I think. I don't even know. Maybe that Soprano year with Miami in 2008 when Castle played there.
They went 11.
Yeah, 11-5, 2010.
So, but that's it. I mean,
I don't think anybody ever gets to 12, right?
Please, it's not even worth discussing. Okay, money where our mouth is when it comes to Celtics and the NBA Finals, Jets and the playoffs, etc. We'll do this right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials. The scoreboard's not manipulable.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.